Waltz on where it says Iran will buy American agriculture, that's being negotiated. By Ian Hanchett on June 23, 2026. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Ingram Engle, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Michael Waltz responded to a question on where it's enshrined that Iran will use unfrozen funds to buy American agriculture by saying that this is in MO with just 14 points, the details of which, whether it's where the inspectors can go, when they can go, and under what circumstances, or how we control and these frozen funds are being negotiated right now as we speak. Host Laura Ingram asked, relevant exchange begins around 2:45, I heard that today from the president. But that's not in the agreement that there's going to be farm products? That sounds fantastic. Representative Adam Smith, DWE. It won't surprise you, a congressman, was on CNN earlier today saying he just thinks the president, quote, made that up. So, where is that memorialized, the idea that Iran will be buying our ag? Waltz answered, well, Laura, this is in MO with just 14 points. The details of which, whether it's where the inspectors can go, when they can go, and under what circumstances, or how we control and these frozen funds are being negotiated right now as we speak. So, the Democrats can hand-wring all they want. But a lot of these details are going to be worked out in those technical talks. The vice president left, but he left behind our experts from the Department of Energy, experts from Treasury, experts from agriculture that are going to actually hammer out these details at a technical level. And then I'll just, one other thing about the naysayers out there on both sides of the aisle. They doubted this team, that we could get all of the hostages out of the tunnels of Gaza, and they did, both alive and deceased. Aid is flowing back in, a ceasefire is in place. They doubted that we could take care of the Maduro regime. Guess what? He's in jail right down the street from me here in New York. So, I wouldn't doubt this team. W hat we never had before was the credible threat of military force to back up our diplomacy. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.